You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. The host is Angela Austin.
Welcome back to Equity Equals.
She's Angela Austin. I'm Jeffrey Mosier. And the very first Election 20XX City Leadership Forum was held in Lansing, Michigan, May 25th. A nonpartisan political education and community engagement campaign to promote the importance of voting. Here are some excerpts from that evening.
The enabling of other community groups to understand and be part of the solution in terms of bringing people up to snuff in terms of what is there for their benefit. Most often is people do not understand their benefits and their rights. And I think we need to do a better job of that so that we can have a true Freedom City, a city that respects everybody, not only that, okay, that accepts, but respects, regardless of socioeconomic status, education, etc. We need to be respectful of each other, and I think that is where we start. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Rudet.
Correct. So for people who might not know, the Freedom City Idea campaign is one that's being pushed by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, to establish or codify different steps like don't ask rule, clear identification rule for immigrant officials coming into municipalities or cities. I'm sure a lot of people heard about what happened yesterday in Ann Arbor when we had ICE officials coming in and containing some cooks at every restaurant in Ann Arbor. Had some of these campaign issues been codified by Ann Arbor's government, they that might never have happened. And what we're left with is an immigrant or refugee community in Ann Arbor that's frightened. They're afraid to go outside. What has happened when we codify these types of policies? We lend a hand to communities that in this turbulent day and age are feeling a lot of pressure and a lot of uncertainty. As far as what steps need to be taken, my campaign, we've had a lot of volunteers come out and help. We've knocked on over 2,000 doors throughout the city of Lansing already. There are people who are single-issue voters. If you are in favor of sanctuary city-esque policies, they're not going to vote for you. Those are perennial voters. So in terms of what steps we can take, we need to organize, mobilize, and hold our elected officials feet to the fire to ensure that we pass these policies that are protective of some of our most at-risk communities.
Thank you. Alexander Rusek.
Thank you, Jordan. I think we all are very lucky to live in a very diverse community in Lansing. It's one of our greatest assets as a city is that we have all these different viewpoints, different experiences, different, really broad range of experiences that we bring to the table as a diverse community. As a city council member, I'm going to work to promote equality and equal opportunity for every member of our community. Right now, I'm an attorney. I've represented people who are indigent, who have no resources for being an attorney. And I've represented professionals, doctors, other lawyers, businesses. We all have issues that have to be addressed and has to be done in an equal, fair way, regardless of race, religion, political viewpoints, or any other factor that separates us. We have to come together. I'm also a member of the Ingham County Equal Opportunity Committee. On that committee, I'm leading the review and revision of the county's equal opportunity policy to ensure that every person who applies for a county job is going to have a fair shake at it. Doesn't matter if you're a man or woman, you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white. It's based on your qualifications for that job. I want to bring that same experience to Lansing City Council. In regards to Freedom City, no member of our community should be afraid to report crimes. You should not be afraid to seek public support. You should not be afraid to seek education for your children, and you should not be afraid to seek medical attention when necessary simply because of your race, your nationality, your gender, your sexual orientation. As a city council member, I promise I'll work to ensure that equality in our community.
Thank you. Thank you. Peter Spavor.
Thank you. It's a great question. Yes, I support the concept of making Lansing a safe city. We need to do that through the policies and procedures at the City Council. I'm sorry, Freedom City. We need to do that through policies and procedures at the City Council. But as Mr. Lopez stated, we can't just put words on paper. We have to live those words and make them actionable. And that would include training our City Hall employees, but that would also include implementing policies that would promote hiring of employees that reflect our community and our marginalized community. I grew up a young, poor gay guy in Lansing, Michigan. No role models in my life. I probably would have felt more comfortable being myself and less marginalized had I had role models in my life. I think that's something that's so important, and at the school district, we've worked very hard to diversify our workforce so that our young men and women in our schools see people that reflect their backstory, their history, so that they know they can be successful regardless of where they start the race. We've got an equity problem in this community, and we need to address that. Equality is great, but if we don't, it's hard.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll be back with more from Election 20XX City Leadership Forum.
You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. Way more, you even thought to add.